The backbone of our economy needs our help. That is the message today from hundreds of elected officials and advocates pleading for long-term relief and health coverage for undocumented Californians. KCBS's Rebecca Corral reports.
Undocumented immigrants grow our food. They cook it in restaurants. They clean our homes, and the majority pay taxes, but they don't qualify for federal stimulus money or state unemployment. And while the $500 Governor Newsom pledged from the state is gratefully accepted, it's not nearly enough.
Many of our neighbors are struggling to care for their families because they have lost their jobs and they have no income or health care to lean on.
San Jose City Councilwoman Sylvia Arenas, whose immigrant father worked in the field, is among the 140 elected officials calling on the California legislature to include the undocumented community in any critical safety net programs offered to the rest of the state.
I've heard directly from my residents who can't pay their rent, who have been laid off, don't have access to unemployment, and no other extra resources.
Arenas and the other city and county leaders involved in the safety net for all effort say if we can't keep the working class safe from poverty and disease, it erodes the safety net for all of us. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.